Dr. Lamadamid, and Rama Rova, that regular heavy, he was talking about on Yom Tov on a regular. And the Klal is the Tumas Amoros, the regular Kataros Rabbin Rabbanon. And that's what it's only with the Rabbanon and Amoros, it's considered like he's coming. So during the Yom Tov on a regular, the Rabbanon did not make this Tumma. You see, the Pasuk says, Vayasa Kolish Yisrael al Iyur, Ki Ish Echod, Chaverim. Is that Kosta Vasa Kulu Chaverim? The Torah says that all Klal Yisrael now, the Shasta Rebbe is considered like Chaverim. Therefore, we were not Matamadim. So, look what else we're talking about now. It's Tumma. So, Amoritz over here, it was during the regal. So, the only shaila was he a boy or Nidu or not? So, that's the Kohen Gadol asked his wife, and he found out that she was Makta and Hilchos Nidu. Therefore, he felt better that he was no Kohen Gadol, did not become Tumma. Now, the Mishnah says, Dam Oizadus Kechavim. The Dam coming out of a Shiksa, or else the Dam Tarisho Mitzaras. You have an issue that's a mitzvah, and dam tyra, meaning, let's say she gave birth, and after the 14 days of a tumas labor from a nunkeva, she has then 66 days of dam tyra. So let's say dam tyra of a mitzvah. Or else it could even be the matches of your redis, there could even be stand of green blood come out. Blood is tahor. The dam tahayo shall mitzvah. What's the lock over here? So Mishnah says that by shamai mitayim, shamai hills, both is tahor. The Dam of Eschachavim and the Dam Tayyar Shemitzer is Torah. So Rashi explains that the Dam of Eschachavim, Afagad, even though the Baroik and Eimer Aguilera Moedz Chachamim, Grazalei and Nios Kizavim, the Chod of the Mishnah before, that the Abulach like a Zav, the Chod of Ruha, the Benoist or Agoya. So therefore, and by a Zav, we know the spit that comes out is Tamei. So through the walk, even though her dhamma, the blood that comes out of his taket Torah. And the more explains, because the Rabbanan made a shiur here, that we should know that the Rabbanan said, a girl is tummy, it's only Midi Rabbanan. So since it's only like a tum is zav Midi Rabbanan, we want to make a hecker, you should realize this, therefore we said the dam remains to her. At least the dam, your dam of Azuchav, the dam Midas of a shiksa remains to her. And then again, the dam Torah of Mitzvah, Rashi also explains, Alpha God, even though the Mayonis Mitzvahs could go and rake, even though the spit, or the name of the Rebbe Mitzvahs is Tamei, like another tumor, but our core problem is the blood that comes out, that's not called a Mayon. A Mayon is only something that gathers together and then comes out, but the blood that just flows out, drop by drop, that's not called a Mayon. So therefore, the Dam Yorek that comes out of a Mitzvahs is Takator, that's the Shamashita. Whereas the Dam that comes out is not called like a Mayon, it's not like the spit. And the Beisil, which says, the Beisil says though, Beisil Lamrim, Kureiku Kanemir Aglir, know that the Dam of a Goya, or the Dam of a Mitzaras, even the Dam Toyer, is Takatame, is a same Malocha, like Kureiku or Kanemir Aglir. So as she says, it means what Rasha Shematam Malachim, Berei Matam Nivashim. It's only Tommy when the blood is wet and now it's dried up. So the Rasha says, Gabi Dam of Reskechovim, Mitam Midrabonim. Shegozu Anayim Shiu Kazavim, that the Dam of Azachavim is Tamim Midrabanim, because the Gaza gave it in like a Zav, the Chod of Rehim. So even though the Dam of the Zav is Tamim, even though it's dried up, but this Hekka they made of it, Rashi says, that Dilu Yisrael Matamalach Yavish, a regular Jew, when she sees the Dam Midas or Dam Zav, it's Tamim Yavish also. Over here, by the Goy, they wanted to make some chiyuv to know it's not midiraisa. Therefore, by the Goya, they made the din that her dam is like her reka, like her mayonis, like the spit. Just like the spit of a mitzvah is only tummy when it's wet and not when it's dry. So what the Rabbanim said, the dam of a mitzvah also, even though the Rabbanim made a tummy, it's only tummy when it's flach and not when it's yavish. So that's Beitzimut Halacham, that the thing holds that kureka kumeinu regle, that the dam of a Goya, or the Dam Torah of a Mitzvah is Tamei, but only calls the Maritz Lach, not when it's dried out. The other Mitzvah says, Dam HaYoledish LeTov, let's say you have an Isha that gave birth, and she didn't go to the Mikveh yet. And even though it passed by the 14 days, where now she sees Dam, what's the Lach of that Dam? So, Beshama Yemen Kuroika Kmeim Regler, is Beshama again holds that really Midi Raisa, that Dam is Torah, because after 14 days passed by, the dam that comes out is tall. Just Rabbanu made a tummy like Reiko, or Kamei Meregler, tummy like the like the mayonis that come out of her. Therefore, someone told me when it's lach and not when it's yavish. Yeah. Rashi says here, the vote is that kol zaman she wasn't tovel in the mikvah, she still has a locha, like she's a zog, like she's tamei. Therefore, what comes out of her, roikim and regula, is still tamei. Yeah. Well, Basilim, no, Basilim says, metam lach v'yavish. No, Basilim says, not like the roikuk marel, that's only tamei when it's lach, but here, it's like regular dam, there's tamei even though it's yavish. And Rashi explains that Basilim holds yeah, the Tumasim in that Torah, Rashi says, the Kozman Shle Tovlo the Kisavri Biyoimo Tfilo Tony Rachmono. The Kozman, she didn't go to the mikveh yet, she's not told, she's telling me the Raisa. Therefore, the Dam that comes out of it, regular Dam like Dam Nidus, therefore the Dam is Tomei. Therefore, it's Matam Allah Biyavish. Umaydim, that even by Sham, they greased the Besilo, that the Yoled is Bezerga till she gave birth. And she was a Zav at the time. She saw 3 days before that, during the 11 days, that she has two Mezav on them. She Matam Allah V'yavish. Even Meshama would agree that even though passed by the 14 days already, but since she didn't go to the mikveh yet, she still has two Mezav on her. And therefore, any Dam she sees is still called like two Mezav, so that Dam will be Tomei, even though it's dried out. That even Meshama would agree. Meshama only argues when no, there wasn't Zav, it was only Tumi Yeledis, so there they Shammai holds that after the 14 days passed by, Midi Raisa, the mountain, the Dam is tall. So therefore, even without the Mikvah. So therefore, it's only a din to Matam Allah and not Yavish. But here, when she was a Zav, here they both agree, she doesn't have a tire until she goes to the Mikvah. So before she goes to the Mikvah, we say it's Tumi, Lach, and Yavish. The other Gemara says, the less luhula beishama, doesn't beishama help in the pasuk it says, "Davra b'nei Yisrael v'mat v'leim ish ish ki yezav of is b'nei Yisrael matam beziva v'yein oivde kachav matam beziva." That tuma zav and zava by man or lady only applies to a Jew, not to a guy. So how could the Mishnah say, according to beishama, that davra v'zachavim is matarim? But since Zaka says Torah, here we say what? Well, true, the Midi writes that Zaka is Torah. But the theory over here, Vogozu Aleim, but Midrabbanim only make a Gzeim over here. Shio Kizavim Mechol Devrayim. That Midrabbanim gave a Locha to a Goya, to a Goya, both of them, that they have Tuma Zavas over on them. Zaka Beisham may say that the Dama was a Chavim is Torah. Here Midrabbanim would say they gave Medin like a Zav, like a Zavo. So he says, I'm Loch V'Shem, Hashem will answer back like this. So the girl says, who? B'schom, he says it could be, Itma, but not by the Kavis. That Chum is only by a Zohar, or Goy. He has Loch like a Zav, but not in the Kavis. Why? Because B'Shem, he goes, hey, Chlev, what should we do? L'tam, Elach, V'Yavis, should we say that she's Mamish like a Zavol? It's any dam that comes out of his tummy, even though it dries up. If so, then as Yosuke Shatayah. Then people think she's Tamei Midiraisa, but come to burn Shuma because of that. And really, a guy is only Tamei Midirabanan. So therefore, we can't say it's Tamei both ways. Ever my wife, the Tamei Lach, little Tamei Yavis, should we make a chiluk to say that the Dam is only Tamei when it's Lach and not when it's dried out? If so, Cholak de Bishotera. People make the same mistake and think that Midiraisa Zova, her Dam is only Tamei when it's Lach, not when it's Yavish. So therefore, they don't want to make this difference. So therefore, they have to say that the dam that comes out of a Vesk Chavim is Torah Lagami. So the Mariachi is so Reikum Eimer Raglea Nami. So why did Rabbanan say that her spit that comes out of Tamei? So why? Once you say now, people make a mistake to think it's Midi Raisa, so why did they make the Reikum Eimer Raglea Tamei? So Mar says, no, Kivin the Abdina Hakera Badama made the idea of the Reikum Eimer Raglea Midi Rabbanan. That's not bothering us. How could we say that the Goy is Awake is Tamei, that people think it's Midi Raisa. No, since people see that Hadam has different halachas, so they know that it's not Midi Raisa, the halacha, it's only Midi Rabbanan. So if the Rabbanan made the hekka by the Dam, and not by the Rake, not by a spit. So let's question why. For Levit Akirab Rake, why don't we say better that her spit and Neymar Agle should be tall? For the Tzmuyi Radama, and maybe just say the Dam that comes out of it should be Tamei. So why does the Mishnah say the opposite way according to Beis Shammai? So when it says yes, that roika may meraglea deshchichi. My friend, it happens more often. People used to spit more often. So it's shkia to have spit in the street from the goy. So therefore, gozdubu rabbon, the bonum erik zayvah, to say that their spit is a loch of a spit of a zav or a zavon, and the spit is tamay. Mashay king domeo, that to find dam, is the way shkia doesn't happen that often. Or at least it's not as shkia as it happens to spit. Therefore, a gozdubu rabbon, the bonum not making zayvah upon a dam. Therefore, b'shamayol, the dam that comes out of a shiksa, is tor. Omar Rava, Rava says, Zoivoi Tomei Afilu LeBeishamai, that if a man sees Zav, that Zav is Tomei because of Beishamai. The tumor that comes out of a goy, that's Tomei. The Rashi says, even though Beishamai is Meko by Dam Isha, but by the Zav comes out of a Zohar, there is Meidish, a Tipa Metama Acher Ramaka. And that Tipa, that the first drop that comes out of Staka Tomei. Let's say if a guy sees Kerry, that Rabbanan made no Xer at all. That Rabbanan made a hector to know it's only with the Rabbanan this Goya, the Goya, therefore Rabbi Kachovim has no Tumas Kerry, even according to Beisilo. Now explains, Zoivay Tomei, the Zav that comes out from a Goy, Afil LeBeishamai is Tomei. Why? To Iko LeMebra Kerry B'Kerryif. Because Rabbanan made the heker upon his keri. His kreda comes out, that's tor. So if we left the din, that is, zav that comes out of tamei. Keriyif tor, what did that, why? Afilu beisilu. That Avid Rabbanan Akir, Rabbanan made a heker to realize, ki echad lalissa filet chumah v'kotchim, to know that the tumah is not midiraisa, it's only tumah of Rabbanan, not to burn chumah, not to burn kotchim. The Avid Gemara says, but v'levet hakera b'zoivoy, Ula tzmuyi lekerof. So as one of the opposite, let's make a heker by the one we said the zayva is tall, and say his keri is tummy. Ula tzmuyi lekerof. So one says no. Zayva, that the zav comes out of his body, to let tolly of the mice. It's not tolly of the mice. I mean to say, cut out even the aver's mace. It doesn't have to be hot his aver. So that comes out below mice. The other rabbi said it's tummy. He's gozal b'rabon, the b'nai medik zayva, not to say that the zav that comes out from a goy is tamei. But Kelly, the Sheikh Mazel that comes out of him, that's only the Maisa, that's only the Aver is hard, or actually that's come out through Chimum to, or make it a hot over there first. If so, that's like a Maisa, therefore it goes to the Rabban. Like, who says the Maisa would happen? Since you have to come out to a Maisa, there the Rabban made a heker, that remains tall. So Rabban was only Mitama, the Zavra that comes out without a Maisa. The other Gemara says, Leibim is Sarasa bin Yafuf. It is chiluk between Zav and Keri. It says over here that Oizedus Kechavim, that's a shiksa goya, shepol to shich v'zerim Yisrael. Let's say a Jew lived with her, and he put in Zer into her, and then the Zer comes out of her. It says, Locher is Tameya. The taka, that shich v'zer, taka is Tamei. Why? Because it's a Jewish shich v'zer. What about the opposite? Let's say Yabas Yisrael, shepol to shich v'zerim Yisrael Kechavim. Let's say a Jewish girl lived with a goy, and the goy put a shikh mazer inside her, and then the zera comes out of her, is tahira, and that zera remains tahir. So what's the reason why? My love isn't the pshat, is tahira gemura, that the zera that comes out of this basi soil, since it's the zera of a goy, it's tahir legamri. As we said before, the rabbanim did not make any zera to the time of the zera of a goy. So the rest of the law, it could be that's not the pshat of it. It could be that really tahir midiraisa, only tahir midiraisa. The derisa is no tumor by a goy, but it could be maybe tummy midrabbanim, midrabbanim made exera still. It said that midrabbanim made exera that the shich bazera of a goy is tummy. So you don't have a proof of what we just got finished saying. Talmud Mor says, Toshma can bring another proof. It says like this. Nimtzei Seim, it comes out with like this, that shich bazera shal Yisrael is tummy b'chol mokam. That shich bazera of a Jew is tummy no matter where it is. What does that mean to say?